Chapter 5, Devotional 19. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening, learning to be still. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10, we read, "And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Our world is full of noise. Endless sounds and voices fight for our time and attention and space in our minds and hearts. We are bombarded daily by a steady stream of messages from cell phones, calls, text messages, emails, and alerts, TV, radio, internet, social media, family and friends, business associates, and of course, Satan, the liar and accuser. With all of these messages competing for our attention, how can we hear from God? The workplace has its own noise. Many of my clients complain of the noise and distraction of 150 to 200 emails per day, a jammed calendar full of conference calls, meetings, presentations, requests, and deadlines. And with all of this going on around you, is it hard to be still? When you do stop to listen, whom and what are you listening to? The majority of my clients ask me to teach them how to be still. Why? Divine purpose and calling comes from God. You must learn to be still to hear His voice. We start by praying and inviting the Holy Spirit to participate in every call or meeting. I provide key verses and ask them to read, study, and meditate on being still before God. I teach them how to seek and find stillness. I teach them that stillness before God is the way you access the wisdom and peace of God and discover purpose and calling. At the end of our work together, many identify this as the greatest lesson they learned. Child of God, do you practice stillness? Can you recognize God's voice in the midst of all the noise and distraction? Do you hear God's voice on a regular basis? If not, I encourage you to ask God to speak to you today and listen carefully. God seldom shouts, but often whispers. Be still, and like Samuel, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Lord, thank you for speaking to me and for the intimacy and tenderness of your words. Soften my heart and give me ears that will hear even the most gentle whisper. Never stop speaking to me, for your loving servant is listening. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.